happy to help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I was away for a few weeks and hope everybody else had a nice August and a nice summer vacation as well. I'm happy to be back and have an exciting lineup of guests heading up into the next few months. But first, we're going to do a quick service announcement for Flemington Rotary, and they have a beer fest coming up on October 19th. That's a Saturday from 12 to 4:30, and you can find out all the information on frbeerfest.org. So that's FR for Flemington Rotary, beerfest.org. And I love their slogan, "This glass gives back." So they're having, all kinds of different craft beers, cider, some spirits, a variety of different breweries, live music, food, all kinds of great stuff. So definitely check that out and get yourself a beer in October. We call it Booktober and Beer Fest. We have beers for books and all kinds of different things for the Room to Read, which is my the charity that's near and dear to my heart as well. So all kinds of excuses to drink beer in October, but who needs an excuse? Anyway, today we are happy to welcome Sherry Curticle, who is the founder and CEO of Victim's Voice. And it's an incredible app. She's gotten all kinds of press. And for the first, I want to encourage everybody to go to their Facebook page, Victim's Voice app, and like the page, because they're trying to get to 500, and we want to get them there right now. So welcome, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
So excited to learn all about what you're doing and what your app does and what your company does. So just kind of give us an introduction of how this organization started and why you started it and what you're doing.
So I am a survivor of many years of domestic violence. Mine started when I was a very young child. It lasted well into my high school years at the hands of my father. He was subsequently arrested and prosecuted and was convicted, sentenced to 6 weekends in jail, which was not enough for my two sisters, my brother, and myself. From there, when you grow up in that kind of environment, it just translates into a train wreck of relationships after that, which I was no exception to that. It took me many, many years of therapy and just internal will to get through all that. Finally, I did put that behind me, really focused on work, and worked in the tech industry for a while, but always in enterprise tech. So fast forward to 2016, my daughter is 10 years old, and she built an anti-bullying mobile app for her science fair project. She won the Mercer County Science and Engineering Fair and the Elementary Division and the Earl S. Rommel Communications Award. But it was really during that process when we were doing the due diligence, we were looking at the competition, we were looking at how other apps worked, what the solutions were, that it occurred to me that you could solve social issues using technology. Remember, I came from enterprise, so it just never occurred to me. But my worlds collided at that moment. And so I spent the next 2 years working with a prototype, looking for stakeholders, begging anyone to look at my prototype and tell me what's wrong, what am I not thinking of, what do I not know? And throughout those 2 years, learned a ton.
Fun.
So in 2018, end of June, we filed our corporation, and June 16th of this year, we launched the Victim's Voice app.
That's incredible. What an incredible story. So, I'm sure you just were like a sponge those first 2 years and got to learn everything and meet so many incredible people. And did you find people just came to your cause and came to your aid and were really excited about this?
They're still coming.
Good.
I have a substantial team. We've been very fortunate that we get to go out and recruit really who we want to work with us. We have a phenomenal team, and we have a phenomenal advisory board that has really helped keep us going in the right direction, make sure that we're not losing, nothing's falling through the cracks, that everything's getting taken care of, every perspective is considered, that we're not missing anything.
Right. So tell us who the Victim's Voice app is for and how they can access it. I guess you just download it anywhere, right? Or and who is it for and how is it used and how is it helping?
Right. So the Victim's Voice app is a digital diary that allows victims to record each incident of their abuse. It encrypts the data. It stores it off device permanently and meets the strict legal standards of court admissibility. We are not available in any app store for security and privacy reasons. So we have what's known as a progressive web app. This also eliminates the barriers to entry. So anyone can go to a public library and log into their account. Because no information is stored on any device, that makes it safe for them to go to even public computers. If their phone gets destroyed by an abuser, it doesn't matter. All their information is stored off device.
And when is it designed to you? So when you're in, if you're experiencing some abuse or have an issue or have a problem, are you guided to record all the details while they're fresh in the app right then and there, or whenever you have a moment, or how does
exactly.
it work?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the app starts off with an open-ended question. Tell us what happened. Tell us in your own words. From there, we guide them through a series of questions to make sure that they're collecting all the information that needs to be able to be corroborated. It geolocates date and time stamps while they're using the app so that we can pinpoint where they are, when things happened. It gives you the ability to take and upload pictures as well. Hmm. We do not allow for audio and video because we're here in New Jersey. We're a one consent state. So one party in that conversation is the only person that needs to give approval. You go over the bridge to Pennsylvania, that's an all consent state. So every person needs to give consent in order to be audio or video recorded. Wow. Some states in this country, it's a felony to record without their knowledge or permission.
Wow.
So we couldn't risk putting a victim not knowing exactly where they are, especially if they're close to a state line such as New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and put them at risk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so do you have a pool of users already? Do you have a good start on...
We do. Okay. We have quite a few users. We never discuss numbers, but but we have victims that are signing up all the time. We do not know who they are because as soon as they set up an account, their information is encrypted. So we don't even know who they are.
Okay.
And we do this to also put a barrier between ourselves being forced to report on behalf of a victim. We don't want to do that to the victim. They may not be ready.
Okay.
There may be security, safety reasons why they're not ready.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of courage, and you want to be safe, and yeah, there's all kinds of issues that sounds like you've thought through those.
Yes.
Yeah. So, when they are ready, do they come to you, or does their court-appointed representative have access to this, or how does it get to court if it needs to come to that?
So, when they set up an account, they have the option to set up what we call a journal designee. This is a trusted individual that, in the event of their death or medical incapacitation, which is an unfortunate truth to abuse, the journal designee is a power of attorney then and has the ability to petition us for the ability to forward the records on behalf of the victim. They can't access the victim's records, but they can go in and forward the records to that legal entity. The victim has complete control over their account. They decide if, when, and to whom the records will get sent. So they log into their account, and they would put the information in to whom the information should be sent. That person then receives notification and goes through a process to retrieve a copy of those records.
All right. Well, that's great. So how have you gone about, we'll take a quick break first and then we'll talk about how you've gotten the word out. Cause it sounds like you're all over the place. I just was lucky to get on your media calendar for this. So it's good. All right. We'll be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today. If you want to check us out, it's at Happy Hunterdon on Facebook. Before we get back talking with Sherry, I have another announcement for the Young Professionals Group is hosting their second annual Poker Run, a 50 to 70 mile scenic round trip motorcycle ride on Saturday, September 14th at Cross Country Cycle in Metuchen. The event will begin at Cross Country Cycle and will include 5 checkpoints during an approximate... At each checkpoint, the rider will draw a card, and the rider with the best poker hand wins a prize. Following a ride, there will be a cookout at the dealership with silent auction. Proceeds from this event will support young adolescents coping with intellectual development and developmental disabilities, and it's sponsored by the Serve Behavioral Health System. So if you want to check that out, Cross Country Cycle... Serve Behavioral Health, and that's on September 14th. All right, now we're going to go back and talking with Sherry Curtical, who is the founder and CEO of Victims Voice, and their slogan is Giving Victims a Legal Voice, and she's going to tell us about how they're raising awareness and funding this organization because they are a for-profit social enterprise.
Yes, so because victims don't raise their hand and say, I'm looking for your product, really, and we can't have a database of victims because we're highly regulated. So really our only means to reach them is two ways. First, social media. So we're very active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. My daughter and her friends are helping me with Snapchat and TikTok because I'm too old for those.
Yeah, I don't even know TikTok.
But the other way is, yes, we are a for-profit social enterprise, and we were intentional in that decision. Being a nonprofit meant two things. Number one, we would have to fundraise all the time. Number two, we would be fundraising against the nonprofits that we partner with, and we didn't want to take away from funds that would be available for them, being boots on the ground, really helping victims directly. So that leads into our partner program. Our app is a $39.95 annual licensing fee. And 99% of domestic violence victims are also victims of financial abuse. So the barrier to entry from a financial perspective is huge. Mm-hmm. So we created a partner program. And that partner program, we partner with organizations and entities that pay for activation codes, and they give those cards to the victims, mm-hmm. eliminating the financial trail altogether. A victim uses the activation code to create their account. We have no record of them at all. So we partner with law enforcement, police departments, sheriff's departments, DA's offices, justice centers, nonprofits, victim advocates. We have funders, a gifting program, so individuals can purchase a gift card to give to a family member mm-hmm. or a friend where that conversation just doesn't happen. Victims don't even want to talk to their friends about it. So having a gift card is a good way to have that conversation without actually having that conversation. Mm-hmm. And we also have funders. Funders fund the cards to put into those nonprofits. Next month in October, it's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So we will actually be having some promotions to anyone who wants to gift cards into nonprofits and organizations in our partner program to help bulk them up and ease the financial burden on those nonprofits as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got the whole network going on, which is great. All right. So have you had any seed funding how are you funded currently? If you can talk about that.
We are a bootstrapped company. So, I'm funding this. We had a friends and family come in and help us get started off the ground, with a nominal fee. That money's gone.
Yeah, it goes fast, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So really it's through our partners and our funders and those individual victims that can afford to pay the license. Mm-hmm. That's funding our efforts to make sure that we can expand into, you know, later iterations.
Yeah, and tell us about Heather Glogolich.
Yes.
Yeah, she's an officer, because she's one of your key people, and she's got skin in the game, right? So, like, tell us about her. And
So Heather is the lieutenant of a police department in Morris County, New Jersey, and I met her at a gender-based sexual violence symposium last year, and she was one of the panelists. Mm. I was the corporate sponsor, and we just hit it off. She loved the idea. She herself is a victim and is very passionate about helping other victims. Being in law enforcement, that really gives her a leg up to helping victims when they are trying to report and helping them through the process. Mm-hmm. It's also helped because her network is very vast and her knowledge of navigating through the system, both from a law enforcement perspective as well as from a personal perspective, is very powerful. So she joined our team as our law enforcement advisor.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that's good. So how about some of the other people on your team? Well, first of all, let's talk about you. You idolize Lee Iacocca. I saw that on your website, and so I wanted to talk about that. Well, we all need an idol or a mentor or somebody to help us get to that next level, right?
Right. So a funny story. It actually starts with Nightmare on Elm Street. And when I finally decided that it was time for me to change my life, get over the abuse, go past being a victim into a survivor, I really had no idea how to do that or what that looked like. I was suffering from complex PTSD, highly medicated, in therapy, mm-hmm. I felt like every day. And I just didn't want to live that life anymore. So I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street, and there's a scene in the movie where Glenn and Nancy, the two primary characters, are standing on a bridge, and he's telling her about this tribe that does dream walking or something. And he says they go into their dreams, and they battle the monsters, the demons, by turning their backs on them and taking back their power and walking away and just owning their own power again. And that was so profound for me because I realized that I was giving all my power to my abusers by allowing them in my headspace and continuing to be a victim, even though I wasn't in a victim relationship anymore. So that was the first kind of epiphany that I had. The second one was, this is great. I'm going to take back all my power, but how the heck do I do that? You know, you can be given all the best top tier tools in your tool belt to build a house. And then someone says, here's all the tools. Now go build a house. But you have no idea where to start. How do you pour a foundation? How do you make sure the concrete is right? Mm-hmm. So I needed someone to be that mentor. And I thought in my mind, who was the most powerful person that I could think of at the time? And I'm dating myself, but Lee Iacocca was it. He ruled everything. And so I thought to myself, well, what really makes him any different than me? I mean, you know, he still pulls his pants down to change his clothes, yeah, you know, and put a different pair on. So what was the real difference? And when I peeled back all the layers and got to kind of that root cause analysis, it came down to fear. He didn't have it, and I had more than my fair share. Mm-hmm. And so the only way I was going to get past all that fear was to personify Lee. And so every decision that I made, how would Lee handle this? What would he do? And I became Lee Iacocca in my head when I needed him there, mm-hmm, until it became comfortable enough for me to make my own decisions and be comfortable enough for me to lose that fear and become that strong individual.
That's incredible. So he was like your internal advisor, right? And he had your back, even though he didn't know it, but you knew it, right? You embodied him and took his advice and his strength and used it to your own advantage.
I did. I feel like, I don't know this for sure, but I feel like he had really big feet because I feel like he was kicking my butt all the time. Just do it.
Oh, that's great. We all just need some inspiration wherever you find it. And that, you know, that popped into your head and you used it. And now here, look at you. You're a CEO. I mean,
yes.
Isn't that amazing? You're dominating. I love it. No, that's incredible, though.
Thank you.
I love that story. Well, and you mentioned dream walking and tribes, and you've got another advisor who's a tribal leader that I'd love you to talk about her.
Sylvia Rose is a tribal leader. She's a legal advocate for Native Americans in tribal court. I met her, ironically, through a Facebook group. And I meet a lot of people through social and then eventually find a way to meet them in person. But she and I connected on so many levels. She, too, is a victim. Mm. She is battling fighting the hard fight for victims, especially in tribal courts. Really helping a lot of kids right now. Mm. And that was one area where abuse is so prevalent. Mm. Native American communities are just rampant with domestic violence, mm-hmm, and domestic abuse. And so she's working with us on our next iteration to make our app legal and applicable in tribal courts as well as state and federal courts.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think social media, for all the bad rap it gets, I mean, for the people that use it correctly and use it wisely and to your advantage, it brings so many people together. Because I'm a super networker like you are. So I think that's where I met you at the Princeton, several Princeton events. So, and if people want to come out and see you, another event that I've seen you at and that I've been to is the Startup Grind in Princeton. And you're going to be featured there next month, right?
I am. I'm the key speaker. It's, again, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so it's a good month for me to be speaking. October is going to be a really busy month for me.
Yeah, good. Well, you're going to be October 17th at Tiger Lab, 6 p.m., right?
I
think it's October 17th.
So it is October 17th. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to be flying in from Memphis, landing and hightailing it from Philadelphia Airport to Princeton to make it for my own speaking engagement.
So. Well, David will keep the crowd going if you're a little bit late, because David Stengel, who runs Startup Grind Princeton, he was on the show several months ago, or maybe in January, I think it was. But so you mentioned Memphis. I just want to give another shout out. Another person that was on my show initially on the early days was Nikki Stern. She's an author, and we're doing a Room to Read book club event in Freehold with her at the Freehold Public Library. But I'm reading her book right now called Wedding Crashers, and it takes place all in Tennessee and involves district attorneys and prosecutors and cops and police and everything, because you were saying that your Heather helps people navigate the system. I mean, even reading this book, I'm like, now who is that again, and what do they do? And you know, they're, you know, because they got the crime scene and the coroner and all this other stuff, and I just can't keep everybody straight because they have to call in all these specialists. And I'm like, I mean, you know, I didn't watch that much CSI, so I don't know exactly. but yeah, I mean, knowing the system and navigating the system is huge. So it sounds like your app makes that, you know, easy. All the core evidence is right there.
Yes, yes. In October, right before Startup Grind, we have been selected as one of the semifinalists for Startup of the Year. So I will be in Memphis competing for a first prize of $100,000, which for a bootstrap company would go a long way.
Absolutely. So is this a national event, the Startup of the Year for what, USA or
they
what?
They took applications from all over the world.
Wow.
And they narrowed it down to the top 100.
Nice.
So we will all be competing in Memphis.
So is it kind of like Shark Tank for startup kind
yes.
of thing? Yes. Is it going to be televised?
I don't believe so,
okay.
But I'm sure there'll be pictures, and I'll be doing Facebook Lives from the event.
Oh, my gosh.
David Stengel is my mentor,
nice.
And so we're working on my pitch deck now.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And what's it called if people want to look it up? Is it just...
Startup of the Year.
That's okay. Yep. All right, we'll have to check that out. I'll post on that, too,
yeah.
Because that's pretty exciting. Well, people just love, you know, they love that stuff. They love the competition, and I'm sure it's a bunch of incredible organizations. So that'll
it
be
is.
Fun. Well, best of luck to you. So
thank
we're excited
you.
About that.
Thank you.
Well, who else is on your team? Like, I love the stories of how you pulled your team together and how, and for inspiration for other people, too. Like, if you're stuck or you want to do something, you don't know what to do, then, you know, well, first of all, you get out there and network. You can't get a lot done from your couch. I mean,
right.
Well, follow-up's good from your couch, but you have to get out there in person. But so how did you – tell us about a couple of the other key team members and how they jumped on board.
So the first team member that I brought on board was a gentleman. I used to work with a lot of startups. I would help them get launched into market and then move on to the next. And a few startups ago, I had hired this guy, his name is Hamza. He's in Pakistan and does a lot of our web-based operational. And he and I just clicked.
You click with a lot of people. It's good.
I am big picture, you know, concept, talk through what this will look like and how it'll work. And he's Mr. Execution. So he understands my crazy thought patterns and translates them into action. So he's been working with me since pretty much, I would say, day 10.
Okay.
After that, Marcus Podolczyk, who is our marketing director, he also has a consulting firm called the Podolczyk Group. And he does the social media marketing for us. Mm-hmm. He's really been instrumental in helping us get that lift in social. Next, I would say, would be Charles Gatzik. He is now my co-founder. Mm-hmm. He is our CTO, and mm-hmm. he's the developer and technical brains
nice.
Behind the operation.
Mm-hmm.
So... pretty much everyone on our team, with the exception of Hamza, and then Paula Zimmerman, who is our HR director.
Mm-hmm.
Paula is in Pennsylvania. Hamza, obviously, is in Pakistan, but everyone else is in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy, our accounting manager, I'm trying to go through the team.
No, that's okay.
And then we have our PR and communications intern who... was with us this summer, and wow, what a rock star. I can't wait for her to come back in December.
Mm.
She's in Madrid in an overseas
nice.
Study program right now. She'll be going back to Syracuse mm. and the Newhouse School, so she's double majoring. But she was just a complete rock star in getting us in front of media.
Right. Well, the young kids or the millennials or whatever you want to call them, they're just, it's second nature to them, right?
Yes. I should say her name is Ashley Britton. And anyone out there that wants a PR communications intern, hands off. She's mine.
I know, right? I got her Googling her right now. Yeah. She's in Madrid. So she is. But that's amazing. Well, talking about social media, so tell people I don't know if we're at 500 likes yet for your page. So tell people how to find you, where they can find you, the website. Let's just give them all that and tell them you're on Instagram, you're on all this stuff. So tell them again. So it's Victim's Voice App on Facebook, right?
Victim's Voice App on all of our social media profiles. So we, if there's one thing we are, it's consistent. Okay. And ironically, that is our web address also. So it's victimsvoice.app.
Okay. Oh, that's the suffix. It's not .com.
It's not .com.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, I've never heard, is that like a new one, or is that just something you can do whatever you want, or I don't know?
I don't know.
No, but we have to ask your CTO guy or somebody.
Well, I found it, and because we are an application, I
makes
felt
sense.
It made us stand out.
Yeah.
If you just Google Victim's Voice, you'll find us. We come up top. So either way.
Yeah, that's great. So, it provides evidence for use in the court of law, and it keeps a record. It gives victims the legal voice. So, all kinds of good resources. And so, what are your other events in October coming up for the Awareness Month?
The promotions that we'll be running is a lot of work. So we'll be doing all that. I'm just trying to think of what else I have going on. Oh, the New Jersey Conference for Women.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Which will be in Princeton. I'll be at that October 3rd. So really the first half of October is very busy. The later half of October, we'll be preparing for our holiday promotions that we'll be doing, again, to promote getting cards into the hands of nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a nonprofit that one of your listeners is passionate about, we encourage you to go to our website. And when you click on the Partners tab in our on our website, there's a place where you can recommend a nonprofit that might not yet be part of our partner program. We also have a section called Find a Resource, and we don't charge for any of these. Our focus on our website is really to be informational. So we're listing as many resources as we can, whether it's attorneys, therapists, nonprofits, crisis shelters, whatever we can put out there that will help victims. I also want to mention that although all of our messaging right now is focused on domestic violence, our technology, our app is built for any kind of discrimination, harassment, or abuse. Yeah. So whether you're in, you know, you're being discriminated against for a disability, elder abuse, LGBTQ, workplace harassment, you're going through a divorce and are dealing with child support custody issues, stalking, those are just some of the cases that our attorney partners are putting their clients onto our app for.
Wow, there's so many applications. Unfortunately, there's so many applications.
Yeah.
So, but wow, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I don't Safe and Hunterdon is, I think, I haven't had them on, but I think they do some deal with some violence, domestic violence. So, and I know there's been, I mean, there's plenty of them out there. There's so many people trying to help victims and help keep them safe and secure. And but part, I know it's hard. It's hard to make that move, right? You know, when you're you're steeped in it and it consumes your whole life, it's hard to find the courage to get out there. And so hopefully this will help people have kind of a lifeline or a link to start at least documenting, and then when they're ready to use it when they need it most.
Yes. Right. And for all of our resources and partners, if they have events coming up, fundraisers, maybe they have some kind of support group or something, they can submit an event and we post all those on our calendar, and then we help them through promoting it through our own social networks as well.
Right, because you've got the Walk Against Domestic Violence on with Sophia this Saturday.
Yes.
Right, so are you going to be walking or are you just promoting?
We're promoting.
Okay.
I'm already pre...
You're busy. I know. You're busy. I get it.
But if they register for the event and they tag us in a picture while they're walking at the event, then we will give them a Victim's Voice t-shirt.
Yay, I love it.
So we encourage them to, you know, go there, help support the walk, but also help support the fact that there is a legal tool for victims as well.
Okay, perfect. And Victim's Voice, is it a subsidiary of EBNRA Inc.?
ABNRA Incorporated is our corporate company.
Okay.
It's an acronym for Ending Barriers in Reporting Adversity. And it comes from my daughter's app, which was called the Zebra app for Zoe Ending Barriers in Reporting Adversity.
I like that.
But when Zoe was done with her science fair project, she, with strength, said, "Mom, you can use anything you want except my name." So we dropped the Z off, and that's where we came with
Abinda. Oh, I get it. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. So how is the bullying app still in existence, or was it just for the project, or how?
What's going on? It was a science fair project. Okay. So we took it down. And, you know, we culled a lot of great data out of it and gave us a lot of insights. So it did help us in the beginning.
Yeah, and I'm sure she learned a tremendous amount, right?
So she did.
Yeah.
She did.
So that's good.
She learned that she does not want to continue coding. That's okay.
Well, I mean, you got to try it to see, right? It's better to try it at 10 than then at 25 after you've had a degree in it, right?
Yeah. Right, so, exactly. Yeah,
that's good to know. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, "Well, I'd like her room to be gray." And the little girl said, "Mom, gray is the color of depression."
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 in Chamber Radio. This is Nicole Smith, and we're on Facebook Live today at Happy 100 in if you want to check us out. I have another announcement, and this is our Back to Business. The Women's Business Forum of 100 in is hosting a breakfast next Thursday, September 12th, from 8:30 to 10 a.m. in Ringo's, and we're featuring Diane Lang, who is a therapist, she's a writer, she's an author, and an adjunct professor, and her whole focus is on positive psychology. So she's a mom, she's a professional, she's just a therapist, she's got a lot of great ideas. So we're having a breakfast to talk about Back to Business, so and retrain your brain for success and happiness, the power of positive thinking. So sign up today, and it's $35 for the breakfast and the talk, and it's just a great way to jumpstart your year, because fall gets busy and crazy with the kids and sports and work and school and everything. So if you have a toolkit in your brain that you can use to keep calm and keep positive, and it'll just make everything run a lot more smoothly. So check it out. It's on 100 in Chamber Radio. It's on my Happy to Help page. It's all over the place. But if you'd like to go and just take time out of your morning next Thursday to get kickstart your year on the right foot, it's a good way to go. All right. So we're back with Sherry Curticall, who is the founder and CEO of Victim's Voice. And you can go to her website or go to the Facebook page right now, Victim's Voice app, and like the page. We're trying to get to 500, and we got to do it. So it'll take you 2 seconds. Like the page, and we can celebrate hitting 500 while we're on the air. So check it out, Victim's Voice app on Facebook, and that's also their Instagram handle. Their website is victimsvoice.app, right? Correct. And, so definitely check all that out. But we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're still going to talk about volunteering, which is what this show is about. But Sherry's been a longtime volunteer for the New Jersey Farm to School Network, right?
Correct. The New Jersey Farm to School Network is part, it was the state lead for the National Farm to School Network. It is a network of 50 state leads, 8 regional leads, and key stakeholders to a three-prong approach to get kids to eat more local, healthy farm produce. So the first prong was make policy changes to allow for local produce to be in school cafeterias. The second was really around procurement, and the third was around getting the food into the school districts so that the kids would have access to more fresh local produce. Excuse me. Back in, I want to say, 2015, 16, I'm not sure the exact year, but the New Jersey Department of Agriculture really bumped up their farm-to-school movement, and the New Jersey Farm-to-School Network was absorbed into the New Jersey Department of Agriculture. And so they have a whole farm-to-school division, and
nice.
They do a lot of work. So the director of the New Jersey Farm-to-School Network, Beth Feehan, works at the Department of Agriculture now. The program director, Chris Circus, also worked at the Department of Agriculture. Chris is the farm manager for the Trenton Farmers Market.
Wow.
And also the market manager for the West Windsor Farmers Market.
Okay.
So she's a busy woman.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it. So what do they, are they in all the schools, or do they have, you grow your own produce to give to it, right? Didn't you say, or something?
I do have a big garden. I used to have 10 raised beds. I've pulled all those apart and made it into one large garden now.
Okay.
But we dedicated one bed to the Trenton area soup kitchen. Since we've kind of pulled everything apart, and this year's garden was the first year in the new raised bed, it really wasn't a huge successful garden. I have an overrun of cherry tomatoes and mint.
Of course.
I don't know that the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen can deal with a handful of cherry tomatoes and mint.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a dish in there somewhere.
Next year, I'm hoping to have a little more time to be able to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, gardening's hard. I've tried it. It's not for the faint of heart. It's hard.
Yeah. The first year is always a disaster.
Yeah.
But my efforts lately have been at the Fernbrook Farms Environmental Education Center hosts a farm run. It's a 5K obstacle course, and then they also have a mini mile fun run for the kids. The key, I guess, attention getter at the mini mile run is the giant slip and slide that ends in a huge pool of mud, and the kids love it. And there's a place right at the bottom, so parents, it's roped off, so parents can take pictures and videos. It's a whole lot of fun. The kids are supposed to keep going, but a lot of them circle back around to do the
mud. Oh, yeah, why not, right? Yeah, that's great.
The 5K is pretty intense, I will say. Fernbrook Farms is fantastic. The farm itself is a 230-acre farm in Chesterfield. It's owned by the Couser family, which is a pretty well-known name in the Hamilton area. It used to be an old dairy farm, and now it has a working CSA. It has a farm store. It has a bed and breakfast that hosts beautiful farm weddings, has a wholesale nursery, and it has an environmental education center, which does homeschooling programs during the school year and summer camp in the summer. They also do intermittent camps for winter break and spring break and all those types of breaks. The farm run is to raise money for scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back into the Environmental Education Center, but it also goes to fund local inner city kids to have a camp experience on the farm. And they even have buses to go pick the kids up and drop the kids off to make it easier for parents who have to work.
Yeah, well, it sounds like I need to have them on the show.
Absolutely.
We've had Life Camp on the show, which has they bring kids up from Newark, and I had their executive director on the show to talk about Life Camp in the summer. So
yeah,
no, it's good. Well, and I was just in Hamilton yesterday. Speaking of mud, we went to Grounds for Sculpture. And so the kids were complaining and stuff, but then there was one exhibit where it was a tire on a motor, and there was mud, and it was spinning and splurting mud onto the glass and everything like that.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
Yeah, then they got interested. If there's mud involved and motors, then they're good. So it was funny.
Well, as soon as my daughter hears about this, she'll be out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you haven't been to Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, you should go. It's incredible. And you can just wander. And I was like, it was a beautiful day. I was like, it's outside. You're not in some stuffy room looking at a painting. You're you know, jumping on the art, or, you know, throwing mud at the art or whatever.
So. Yeah, our family loves Grounds for Sculpture.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's an incredible place. If you've not been, add it to your list. So, so that's great. So, and we were talking about this off air, but I can't emphasize enough how important it is to give back. So I think it's all in our DNA to give back. And even if you're busy, you can still find time to give back some way, somehow, even if it's buying a gift card or buying a Victim's Voice app card for somebody or liking a page on Facebook, Victim's Voice app. but you, like I was saying, you are a founder, a CEO, you're busy networking, you're running a company, you're getting partners and funders and all kinds of stuff, but you still find time to volunteer for this, for the farm. What's it called? Fernwood?
Fernbrook Farms.
Fernbrook Farms.
Yeah.
So you make time to volunteer. And I always say that you take time for what you make time for. So, and the rewards of volunteerism far exceed any effort you can give out. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I am bound by my team, by the demands of, everyday work and making sure everything works properly. I have to be on 24/7 for victims that do reach out to us through Facebook, or through our support tickets, email, whatever. And just to be able to drive out onto the farm and help them, you know, build the farm website, organize the farm run, be there on race day, working registration. You know, when I drive my daughter there for camp, sometimes I longingly want to stay.
I know, right?
And go to camp myself.
Absolutely.
It's so relaxing there. And it's just wonderful. It is. It's a break. And it's a whole new group of people that I get to interact with that I don't normally get to interact with, which is wonderful. The parents are amazing out there. And Brian Kuser, who runs the Environmental Education Center, he and his staff are absolutely amazing. I love all of them.
Yeah, we've got an EEC in Basking Ridge as well, and what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. Rich. Yeah, Rich. I mean, it's just good to be outdoors and be creating food or working with the animals or working with each other or just being outside, and there's so many ways to volunteer. So if you love being outside, great. If you don't like being outside, you can volunteer at the library. You can volunteer at the museum, indoor museum, an outdoor museum. But there, you just the way to do it is just to find a volunteering opportunity that gets you psyched and jazzed to do something, right? And there's so many available. There's gazillions available. So whether you go to the New Jersey Center for Nonprofits and look there, or search back into the videos that we have here on Happy to Help, and you can see all the different incredible people doing incredible volunteer work. And Hunterdon has a whole plethora of different organizations doing things for people. So there's no shortage for opportunity. You just have to figure out what you want to do, and more importantly, do it. Do something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
especially with volunteer work, you can pretty much set your own timetable, let people know when you're available, and they'll make it work. They'll find a way to make it work.
Right, and it can be hands-on or hands-off. Like, some people want to be interacting with the actual people that they're helping on a, you know, because you and I are people, right? We love to be with people and meet people and talk to people, but people like my husband, who's an accountant, he's like, keep me in the back office. I'll crunch the numbers for the church. I'll do whatever, but I don't really want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone, but he's got an expertise that he's offering up. I'll crunch the numbers. I'll make the report, and that's what I'm happy to do, you know? So you have to, you know, find something that fits your personality, find an organization where your skills are valuable, or just show up and care. And also, I like the fact that you have your daughter involved, because I grew up in a family that volunteers, and I'm trying to get my kids to volunteer. Oh, yeah. So I do the soup kitchen once a month in Plainfield, and this month everybody was that way because it was Labor Day, right? So the whole team was gone. So I just reached out to a couple of my my son, a couple of the friends, texted them. I had 10 people there, stat.
That's great.
So it worked out well. And it always does work out. But then, so we had a whole team of like 8 boys. And they, I mean, and it was great. And they had fun together and they got to serve. And yeah, the one 10-year-old was like basically running the show. Like I could just hand it all over to him, because it was just so fun to watch.
There's something about reaching double digits that empowers
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I know, the 10-year-olds can rule the world, right? I know, they'd love it, right?
Yes, they would.
Sleepovers for everyone, right?
Exactly.
So that's amazing. So yeah, there's definitely all kinds of opportunities for people to get involved. And I'll do one more shout out for an upcoming event. So, you know, the charity that's near and dear to my heart is Room to Read, and we're gearing up. We're having on October 11th, which is International Day of the Girl, we're having a executive breakfast or breakthrough breakfast for 100 women in Basking Ridge at the Delta Hotels on 80 Allen Road in Basking Ridge. And we have Fran Hauser coming. She's the author of The Myth of the Nice Girl, which has sold tens of thousands of copies. She's a people executive. She's a startup investor. She's an author. And she's coming to Basking Ridge to present her book and give a talk at a breakfast. So it's October 11th from 8 to 11. And if you have to drop the kids off at school and get there at 9 or 9:30, the actual speeches and interview isn't going to start till about 9:30. So check that out. That's on Room to Read New Jersey, my Facebook page. I'll probably post it on Happy to Help as well. So if you are looking for some inspiration in the fall, again, you make time, you take time for what you make time for. So we've got the Back to Business Breakfast next week, September 12th, and then the International Day of the Girl Breakfast, October 11th. And the other thing that I've known that maybe other people don't know, that one of the number one things you can do to save the environment is to educate a girl.
That's
because,
amazing.
Yeah, because they have fewer children, they educate their children. The incidence of war and conflict in countries decreases the more educated girls are. So basically, you know, women can basically solve everything if they just get educated. So that's right. Well, and I was just in New Zealand, and they have a female prime minister, a female chief justice. They were the first to give women to the vote, and they have women represent 40% of parliament. So no wonder the country is amazing, and they eradicated all guns immediately. So just saying. So if you get a chance to go to New Zealand, do that too.
Awesome.
So let's tell everybody how to find you again.
Okay, so all of our social, which would be LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, soon to be, we're also on Medium. We'll soon to be on Snapchat and TikTok, but everything is listed as Victim's Voice App. If you want to find us on the web, it's victimsvoice.app. And all of our partner information is there, resources information is there. We have news, blogs, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Policy, yep.
And tell us what a super shero is.
So everything that I saw was always superhero. And I thought, you know, yes, our app is not female specific. And we're very intentional in making sure that we're respecting everyone. So we actually have 3 supers that travel with us. They're big giant wood cutouts, and they travel with us to events. And that's the superhero, the super shero, and the super they-ro.
Oh,
so all of them travel to events, and they're life size. And we have a super selfie station.
Oh,
and we have
like
a bunch
that.
Of signs that people can hold up and get their selfie taken in front of one of our supers, and yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Was that your brainchild?
Yeah.
Yes.
So our team is known as the Victims Voice Justice League.
Oh, I love that. Well, I mean, that's perfect too, with all the Avengers and the superheroes. And, you know, I mean, again, it's people get excited about it. They can relate to it. They can see themselves doing great things, right? I
yes.
love that.
Yes, and all of our supers are gray, faceless, kind of shadows behind you, and it's kind of that super that you need behind you when you really need that extra boost of strength. kind of like Lee Iacocca was in my head. Yes.
Yeah, you see that person?
He was my superhero.
Yeah.
Now I'm my own superhero.
That's wonderful. And you can see you've got him on the website. You're all standing in front of the heroes. And that's, I love that. I love that. It's so fun. Well, it was very, very informative having you here today, and I wish you best of luck as you launch into this busy October, and all the best of luck to you and Victim's Voice, and I'm sure we'll be hearing great things.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not the direct hit that the state was expecting earlier, but eastern Florida is getting lashed by Hurricane Dorian's winds and rains. It's a Category 2 storm now. It's expected to progress up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas in about a day and a half, and there it could make landfall. The North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest says there's also a lot of uncertainty with this storm.
There's a lot of issues. You can't predict these storms. You know, Bill, there's 2,600 meteorologists that work for the National Weather Service, and they're fighting minute by minute to try to figure out what this storm is doing. They certainly can't predict it a day from now.
He was speaking to Bill Hemmer on Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't allow a gun reform bill to be heard on the Senate floor unless he knows President Trump supports it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where the chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the government has formally withdrawn a very controversial extradition bill that had sparked months of violent protests in that city.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns. The Secretary for Security will move a motion according to the rules of procedure when the Legislative Council resumes.
It's a major victory for pro-democracy protesters there. Back to Hurricane Dorian, Florida's Attorney General investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to the storm's approach. According to the Miami Herald, reports of ramp-ups in prices began last Wednesday, a week ago, when Governor Ron DeSantis first declared a state of emergency. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Running back Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys have agreed on a deal that makes him the highest paid running back in the league. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.
800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judges blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. We now know how the suspect in this past weekend's West Texas shooting spree purchased his gun. CNN reports the 36-year-old Seth Ater purchased the AR-15-style rifle in a private sale, which didn't require a background check. At one point in 2014, Ator reportedly tried to buy a gun, but he failed the background check back then. He was fired from his job last Saturday. Police believe he'd been in a downward spiral for a while, though. 7 people were killed. Over 24 others were wounded in those shootings. And CVS is rolling out new efforts to reduce youth vaping. The company now partnered with healthcare company Aetna says removing tobacco products from its shelves was just the beginning. They're now pledging over $50 million over the course of 5 years towards educational materials and tools to prevent tobacco and e-cigarette use. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.